For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. In the face of intense opposition from library groups around the county, the Board of Supervisors stated its intention to form a cultural services agency at the budget meeting Tuesday. The plan is to place one director over the libraries, parks, and county museum. The library, which is funded by property tax and Measure A, will operate under one budget unit, while the parks and museum will operate under their own separate general fund budget units. The director, likely to be current library director Karen Horner, is expected to spend 80% of her time on library work and divide the rest between parks and the county museum. But the proposal was unpopular. Nancy Horrocks set the tone for the public comment that followed by reading a letter from retired librarian Donna Kerr.
Through this period, there have been two constants. County government has had to continually step away from fiscal responsibility for the library system, even to capital expenses. The public has stepped forward to fill that gap. What does this mean? It means that all of these groups, their donors, and the voters who are largely paying for the system have some real ownership of it. The truth is, the public trusts the library more than it trusts county government. We understand that for good reasons and bad, Mendocino County government has been poverty-stricken for decades. The public fixed our library system. All you have to do now is leave it alone.
Sabrina Rodriguez of the Museum Advisory Board also urged supervisors to vote no.
I hesitate to say advisory board because in the year and a half I've been on the advisory board, I've yet to advise on anything. It's been a year and we've not received any kind of budget or any documents really from the county despite repeated requests. I've brought that up 10% the last 6 months that we've had. Of somebody's time should be evident enough that 10% isn't working. The museum is limping along, and as long as we have 10% of a director's time, we're going to continue to limp.
Neil Davis, the director of the Ukiah Valley Trail Group, was the only member of the public who spoke in favor of the proposal.
We're really asking for the table scraps, please. Could we please have some crumbs? We haven't had a Parks and Rec department for years. We're taxpayers too. I voted for Measure A, and I believe in Measure A, and but that doesn't mean that I only want libraries. I think like most of us, sometimes we want to go to the library, sometimes we want to go to the museum, and maybe sometimes we want to go out and see the great outdoors of Mendocino County.
Supervisor Jurdy explained his reasons for voting in favor of the Cultural Services Agency.
I was actually expecting to hear some fatal flaw in this proposal, and to date I have yet to hear a fatal flaw. I've heard speculation on how it could fail. I've heard misrepresentations of the actual proposal many times. And what I see is cost savings to the taxpayers going from two county department heads to one. We have 18 department heads in this county. That is too many for a county of 90,000 people. I see this as being a benefit for all the taxpayers and for all residents of the county, including people who are single-issue voters who only care about the library.
I caught up with library supporters in the courtyard after the discussion.
I'm Pearl Watts. And I'm on the Library Advisory Board and also on the board of the Friends of Coast Community Library in Point Arena.
And you were talking about some of the difficulties of keeping track of all the different departments in one office, so you sounded a little skeptical.
How can the money that she's directing for the libraries absolutely be kept for the library and not drift over to the other departments? There's just the office supplies, you know, paper clips and file folders. You're going to buy a few cases of paper clips and you're going to say, well, you get one box, we get one box, and I've got to charge that one box to the parks and one box to the library. That's not practical. And that's just the material stuff, the time. She's supposed to charge 10% of her time to the parks, 10% to the museum, and 80% to the library. It can't be done on a percentage basis and be accurate. That money's gonna drift. There's no practical way to be perfect about that. And when you're imperfect, you're illegal.
My name's Dolly Riley, and I'm the Library Advisory Board's first district representative. I'm from Redwood Valley. The library is doing fantastic. They have a million programs. They're open 7 days a week sometimes. What's the museum doing? What are the parks doing? They need help. Why, when the library is doing so well, combine the agencies, it appears to average Joe on the street that the library will now be propping up the museum and parks.
My name is Mark Comer. I'm the chair of the Library Advisory Board for Mendocino County. So what you have here, and I'll speak for myself, and that is a feeling demoralized. It's hard to understand why the county even maintains advisory boards when they don't bother to solicit them for advice. It's not just true for the Library Advisory Board, it's true for the Museum Advisory Board and the Public Health Advisory Board. And I don't think they're looking at the long-term consequences of their decision-making. They're looking at short-term fixes to fiscal problems. And I don't blame them for that. But they have to look down the road. And the long-term thinking is it jeopardizes future Measure A funding, especially when you think that the Library Advisory Board may not be up to speed, may not be motivated to campaign for a future Measure A. You're looking at two of the people who did that heavy lifting right here. Mm-hmm. Who's going to do that work? Are the board of supervisors? I don't think so.
So it sounds like the board and the friends were left out of the decision-making process.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.